some people haven't come back for years and years, and some people are still feel badly about it decades after. Others troop up here virtually every year like I do.
How can we help them start to feel better about it? Do you think perhaps this Heritage Centre will help put to rest some of these?
I think if the general sort of atmosphere of camaraderie and just reminiscing and so on, now that, especially now that all the older staff are long gone, you know, people have got dead set on Ross or Hardy or so on, but they're all gone now. And when you come up the Burnside, you see the material evidence of what was here. But the reunion day is the best part of that, is just walking around talking to your old acquaintances whom you may only ever see once a year, once every couple of years. And I find it an enjoyable sort of day. Most people like to get nostalgic about something or other, whether it's their days in the armed forces or the days in school or what have you. And for Burnsiders, it's the Burnside experience.
Yes, I can think of a few people for whom this year, but the previous year was their first reunion, and they were extremely upset at that first reunion and their first contact after 15 years. But they were back again the next year.
Well, that's what happened to me. I hadn't been here for 40 years, and I came back and I saw faces that I, after 40 years, I still recognised faces. I couldn't put names to some of them.
Yes.
And even now, you know, sometimes I see somebody and I don't quite know them, and then I hear their name, I say, I know that name, you know, and then it starts to come back, you know.
To me, one day, well actually it's 2 days from here, because us from the 50s, we have another session down in Bankstown there, about April, and that's a good night too.
Yeah, I think it's good to come back once a year, meet all your old friends and have a bit of a yarn on that.